This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
650 says, I thought Liam got the days mixed up. Yeah, that's probably, though, okay. But, you know, if Yuzette said, it's this day.
Yeah.
Then that's, you know.
Double
three,
confirmed on Wednesday.
Times. Right.
Super simple. That's this day.
That's okay, when we do the movie reviews, Thursdays.
And Edson got a ticket, which kept Scott from calling. Says
no,
six,
that's well, not why he what? Didn't call. He didn't call because
if
he
Edson
thought it was
gets
Friday.
Edson a ticket, that's got nothing to do with Scott.
Yeah.
Us Edson getting a ticket.
Yeah. And that's not why.
Okay.
He said, right. When we finally got a hold of him, he said, oh, I thought you were talking about tomorrow. And we went, no.
And then he calls the next day, and I'm all, no.
No way, boy.
Mm-mm. But no.
No, Pad.
I won't
set
be
up
taking
yesterday.
Your call today. I said.
Well, he's flying off to England today. So
yeah.
Have a good one.
Done dealing with him. President Trump chose not to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is the first time a president hasn't done it in quite some time. I'm not sure if this is the first
years,
time ever.
Or
yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
And the Correspondents' Dinner is for the yay. Free speech and the people who are in the press corps and
they don't get along, as you I'm sure know.
Well, they all have to work with each other every day, though, so it's a nice chance for them to roast each other, and they have plenty of choice words, and it's always hosted, or it has been recently, by a comedian. I saw a few years ago Stephen Colbert did it. He was so great, was so harsh. Actually, more than a few years ago, it might have been when George Bush was still president.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive, but it was a while ago. So actually, from The Daily Show, Hasan Minhaj was, he's one of the correspondents.
Yeah, I had never seen him or knew his name since
if
I don't watch his show, yeah. But I did watch some clips and I'm like, oh, he's good.
He did a pretty good job with
yeah.
it. And it's funny, too, because you knew if Trump didn't go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, like it would be even rougher on him. But he also made jokes about Fox News, MSNBC, and even Don Rickles. What did you, we have a little sampling from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. This is Hasan Minhaj from The Daily Show. They also had an event, and by they I mean Samantha Bee from Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. She did the Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And that was, if what I'm hearing from this is any indication, way funnier. She did a send-up where she's been roasting presidents at the White House Correspondents' Dinner since Harry S. Truman. And then at each commercial break, it showed her in a different decade roasting a different president, like
mm-hmm.
wearing a different
oh,
outfit.
Oh, she dressed like an old lady then.
Yeah, it was like old-timey.
Right.
And then she did one in the future when Mike Pence is the president, so she's roasting him. It was hilarious. One of the highlights was Will Ferrell bringing his George W. Bush impression out of the mothballs. Samantha also did an in memoriam segment to Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly at Fox News. It was called Gone Too Late, as opposed to Gone Too Soon. And then she and a whole bunch of some of her writers, some of the people that I've seen from time to time on her show, they all roasted President Trump, as you might imagine. So and I guess that they did. They showed it. I think it aired live, and then they aired it an hour later on Twitter, like a live
yes.
show on Twitter, which is kind of cool. So last week, we lost Erin Moran, Joni of Joni Loves Chachi,
yeah.
and of course of Happy Days. And one of the funnest things that came out of it, because I don't know if you can call it fun when someone dies, but
right.
her brother went off on Chachi. So Scott Baio, immediately after her passing, went on some morning radio show or some radio show or whatever and said, this is what happens when you abuse drugs. And everybody in the family was found it cold and thought it was super bad. But then Erin Moran's brother, Tony, lit into him talking about that, how dare he, and he has a small penis.
Right. I forgot that part.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Right.
Right, that's the only part.
So
funny. I forgot all about that.
So
that dig.
The Baio family can't just let that lie. They've got to Scott's wife has come to the rescue.
Oh.
with a tweet saying, "Why would a sister tell her brother about the size of her boyfriend's manhood? Creepy at best. Scott was a playboy for a reason." So she's defending the size of his junk.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Brothers and sisters are pretty close. I certainly told my brother junk about
your
people.
Brother is very close to you. We know that.
It's true. Scott has an impressive list of previous girlfriends: Heather Locklear, Pam Anderson, Nicole Eggert, Denise Richards, Nicolette Sheridan, Erica Eleniak. She's another Baywatch chick.
Uh-huh.
Beverly D'Angelo, I guess he got.
Oh.
And Leslie Ann Warren.
Who's
I don't know. It's not so familiar.
It sounds like a singer to me, but that's...
Leslie Ann Warren?
Sounds like the other Warren.
I was thinking news lady, too.
Yeah.
Leslie Ann Warren's an actress. She had an Academy Award nomination. She was in Victor Victoria, Clue, The Happiest Millionaire.
And looks like the only brunette he could have had.
Oh. Well, the thing is, none of them stuck with him. He had to go get a no-name to keep her around. They don't even put Scott's wife's name in here.
Like Renee something.
Anyway.
Renee Sloan, Sarah.
I always feel like when people have to scream from the mountaintops about how big your wang is, it gets more and more questionable. But anyway, isn't that wonderful for Scott that he says a couple words about Erin Moran that people don't like, and now we all are talking about how big his wiener may or may not be. Wonderful. It's great. The world today. There is a Washington-based Metallica band, cover band, and they're called Blistered Earth. And they did a show in Portland, and all their gear was stolen. No. Like, all of them. All of it. The guys...
Not just their backpacks, but their gear.
No, like all of... The thieves stole pretty much every instrument they played, including guitars, basses, drums, a number of amps and pedals. And guess what happened?
The thieves decided... The thieves found God. The thieves met Hooman, and he spoke with them about Jesus and his trip to Israel, and they found...
It's amazing how close you
are. In their heart. To return the gear.
When Jesus says,
nobody can say no. No.
Oh, I didn't get a point.
You're close.
Okay.
But what really happened is other angels came. God did send some angels, and they were Metallica. Metallica replaced every instrument. Blistered Earth wrote on their Facebook, sometimes when bad things happen, it really brings out the best in people. Thanks to the attention you guys help bring to the matter of our stolen gear, James and the rest of the guys in Metallica have seen fit to replace our equipment. And the drummer says, it's pretty cool that Metallica decided to replace the equipment. It was a pretty nice gesture. Yeah. They did not need to do that.
Right.
But this band Blistered Earth is back in business because Metallica decided, you know what? We got you.
That's great.
Good it for
is.
Them.
It's awesome, actually, because I can even imagine, like Metallica were the ones who were pissed off about, you know, Napster and copyright infringement and et cetera, et cetera. And here's a band who's making their living playing their songs, and yet their music. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
On a sort of related note, and if you're gonna talk about it because you haven't, just say so. And if I missed it,
just
then
say it.
What is that festival, the name of that festival for the rich people that just went?
Oh, the Fyre Festival?
Oh, my God. I am going to talk about it. Hold on.
You know
what?
I just printed a new story with a lawsuit coming down.
Did you guys talk about it last week?
We didn't.
I thought we mentioned something about it, Sarah.
Ja Rule's, quote, luxury music festival. This was going down in the Bahamas. It's called the Fyre Festival, F-Y-R-E. Mm-hmm. So it was sold. The tickets were between $1,000 and $12,000 a piece. And they promised luxury cabanas and gourmet food and this whole lineup of, you know, good acts. So people start showing up there and it was chaos. The organizers were completely unprepared for this. In fact, that was, I think, the reason this is making the rounds is I guess there was a picture that was put up on social media of the quote-unquote gourmet food, which was two pieces of like dry bread with two pieces of American cheese and like an undressed salad bit in one of those styrofoam containers. Like it was you know, they're like, oh my God, we paid $1,000 to go to this thing. And the tents that they were using as the luxury cabanas that people were paying all kinds of extra money for, they were actually previously used refugee camps. Like, when you see the pictures of this festival,
I saw it, and insane. I was at home reading, and the more I read, the more I needed to read about this. And I thought, oh, I missed it. They must have had
a field day. Tell me your thoughts.
So this is this festival set up for rich millennials. That was the aim. And they just want the people who enjoy the finer things in life, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, okay, barf already. And then I read an account from one of the people they hired to come in and help set up the event. And they, this person's detailing, and they're talking about how from the minute I got there, I knew this event was doomed. They were so far behind schedule. They had to completely figure out how to make this island inhabitable by with this many people. It had no water. The list was endless. This person's like, and I was supposed to make sure the acts were, you know, got what they needed. And they're like, yeah, we didn't get our money. Where's our money? And the whole time the bands are like, we haven't been paid.
We're not even going to play. They started canceling.
Yeah, and vendors weren't even being paid.
Right.
There was no food.
They're getting back on the boats and heading back.
So this person finally said, that's it. I'm getting out of here. And they end their little story with, and they forgot to make me sign a non-disclosure release, as they just spilled everything.
Right.
Like, they just didn't know how to do a festival and hope to just grab cash from rich kids.
Let's have our own version of Coachella or Burning Man or whatever we're going to do. It's going to be amazing.
Right.
But the shots of it's hilarious, actually. Like, these disaster relief tents that they were putting up.
They're calling them FEMA tents.
Yeah, they're not even brand new FEMA tents. Right. Like, these are clearly hauled out of somebody's, you know, storage facility.
And I laugh at, you know, for a second there in my couch as I'm like, oh, the rich millennials, how sad for them. But there were actually women out there who were saying, I can't sleep in this thing. This is not safe.
Right.
I don't feel safe here. And they couldn't get to the island, and then they couldn't get off the island. So it was just a disaster.
And supposedly the cheapest ticket was like $1,000.
Yeah, they're saying $1,200 up to $100,000 a ticket.
$100,000? Mm-hmm. They got all this money up front.
Well, they say they're going to return the money and
That's
start.
That's what Ja Rule was saying. But now Mark Garagos, you know that.
The lawyer?
Yeah. He's filing suit claiming that this guy, Billy McFarlane, and Ja Rule outright lied about the festival's accommodations and safety. He goes on to say there was wild animals that were roaming the festival grounds.
I'm so glad I did not go to this festival.
The suit claims Billy and Ja Rule warned celebrities not to attend in advance, knowing it would be a complete disaster.
Oh,
well, a lot of the celebrity models that were put...
Bella or Gigi Hadid?
Yeah.
How do you say it? Hadid?
Yeah.
She wrote this long letter on Facebook about how she couldn't make it and was sorry that she ever attached her name to it and would never have done that if she knew it was going to come out so badly. But then in the picture, it's the high life. It's the hot Emily Ratajkowskis. Mm-hmm. They're all in bikinis. Of course kids are buying that, right? If you've got your mom and dad's money and you're just all... Pfft.
Like the rich kids of Instagram.
Well, if you know some promoter said to Ja Rule, yeah, I can make this happen. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't there pitching tents and stuff, but now he's the one who's going to take the fall for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the name that's attached to it, the Ja Rule Fire Festival.
Right.
So he tweeted, listen, everyone's safe. And the fact that he had to say that shows how... you know, crazy the situation was. So the festival was postponed indefinitely. The organizers admitted that they botched it, and guests are supposedly going to get refunds. But now if there's going to be a lawsuit, I'm sure it'll be.
Do you see how much it's for?
No, how much?
So Variety just reported this. It's for $100 million.
Oh, my God.
And they have... Well, they're probably going to win because they have 150 plaintiffs. They're all loaded, and they're all going to pay for the best lawyers.
Listen, if you could afford to go to a concert that the cheapest ticket is $1,000 for, you know, you probably can attach your name to that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
The worst jobs.
Oh.
We made the list.
No, we did not.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Radio announcers?
DJs. Oh, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky.
So, for weather, everyone, as the state surveyors are heading out today for the year's final snow survey, and we know we expect that to be all time, we've got sunshine through most of the week, but rain in the forecast.
Again?
I know!
Really?
I can't believe.
When is there going to be rain?
I'm looking at weekend rain.
Saturday.
Wow. I'm super surprised.
I am too, because I really felt like we'd that switch
finally
had flipped,
right?
There we were. It's been so warm and summer-like. I was on the beach yesterday morning with my kid at like 8 a.m. and it was sunny, clear, perfect. No jackets,
right?
Like you go down with a jacket, thinking maybe
might need it.
Everyone starts, you know, stripping down. It was like beautiful. Summer's here,
right?
Not really. Rain in the forecast, everyone.
We need it.
What?
Sarah's line.
Well,
I say that every month.
Frankly, what's nice about the rain continuing this far into the season, like I'm okay with it raining on Saturday. That's a couple days I can turn my sprinklers off. You know, it starts to get hot and you start to worry about, you know, your plants in your yard. And
is your backyard okay with the rain?
Yeah, you of all people.
What?
You've been like, we can't work. We're
still it's on Saturday.
Out the
I'm fine with it raining on Saturday.
Down our faces.
I'm watering the lawn with my tears. No, it's a listen. I actually over the weekend came to the conclusion that I may have to not have a 4th of July.
Poor Bryn.
I'm not. I'm not making the call until the first week of June. But dude, it's just I can't. You know, you can't. What am I gonna do?
What about Bryn?
Can
light everything on fire?
Pick? Do you have
what
a progress
Brian?
Pick?
John's taking all the pictures. What about Brian?
Yeah, that's
Bryce.
That,
it's Bryce.
That's what they call
Bryan.
Him sometimes.
Oh.
What about him?
I'm going to let him, he'll have a month to figure out what he's going to do for his birthday and stuff. Believe me, no one's more bummed than I am.
What
just
about
get
me?
Married on your birthday, Bryn.
Yeah, what about
yeah
Bryn?
Just get married.
Thank you, Easy.
Well, will you take him on a hot air balloon ride?
No, I will not.
At least do that for me, Sarah. After retracting the invitation, that kind of hurts.
I'm not I'm not officially retracting.
It's weird that you sent out the invites already.
I didn't send out the invites.
Bryn sent them all out.
Yeah, I already sent out the invites.
Oh, really?
My birthday
already
party.
You invited everyone to my party.
Oh, fat ass backyard. Right. I'm super excited about.
Right. Well, you know, and what am I going to do? Throw a party in a mud pit?
I'm sure
or
it'll be
dust bowl.
It'll be better than Ja Rule's party.
Yeah.
You know, my guess is it probably will be better than Ja Rule's party. We have water and facilities. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, you can get 3 years of fresh white corn for just 99 cents, plus 6 ounce containers of Driscoll's raspberries are buy one, get one free. Mmm, raspberries. Only at your local Lucky Stores.
Oh my God.
The Radio Alice Report.
It's like a flashback.
I know.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has this show in living color.
Sure does. Hello.
I shaved for you guys today. Like, seriously, check it out. Go to RadioAlice.com and have a look.
.com.
You can also find Sarah's book recommendations. And
yours.
And mine.
Mm-hmm. All our links to social media are up on there. Anything you need.
It's the best website
Please,
around.
Please, if you could just give it a click or two, honestly. It takes so much heat off of us.
Here's what's happening.
Click away.
It's May Day.
Oh, it is May Day.
So I looked that up because I wanted to sort of officially tell you, here's what May Day is, and went, So I guess it's spring. It's here. Anybody else? What does May Day mean to you?
Well, to me, today it means there's protests all over the place. There's a whole
immigration rights, workers' rights, union.
They're doing a big demonstration out on the Embarcadero.
I can't believe Suzette showed up to work.
Why is that?
I thought she'd be with her people.
She's not an immigrant.
I'm like, I'm Mexican, but I was actually born in California. Human, you're more immigrant than I. You weren't even born here.
Oh.
Then
Here comes your music, Yeezy.
And it's Cinco de Mayo.
Your people's music. So it's not, well, you know, it's not that you're not simpatico. It's, you know.
Well, then what
am
I
really
doing
your
here?
Day. You so, need to go out to the Embarcadero and protest.
I really, you know, I try to keep up on all the holidays, I guess. But
occasions.
In this mm-hmm. case, is this usually a day of protest or is this one in particular?
Well, when I was a kid, it was a day when everybody learned the maypole dance.
Mm.
You know, remember mm-hmm. that? Everybody had the ribbon and they were tied at the top of a pole and you had to learn the dance where you weaved in and out
yeah,
when you
I
were
hate
all
that
done.
Crap.
I loved it.
I didn't like it.
It's so cute when it was done, the maypole.
But so there's some businesses that are going to be closed. If they're immigrant owned.
All right.
So a lot of protests happening in San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. So look out for that.
Don't hit any protesters.
All right.
Join the protest, whatever you're into.
What?
There's a couple interesting articles about all the protests that have happened over May Day over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, history over here. Thank you.
Love a little history lesson.
So I know the NFL draft happened over the weekend
yes.
because it was kept coming up on my computer mm-hmm. and on my TV. And I thought, I wonder how the Pats did. I know from all reports, the Niners won the draft.
Yeah, apparently they did very well.
Did the Pats do well?
I did not discuss it at all. My in-laws were in town all weekend long, so while I did see John sneaking off to his computer a few times to take updates, it wasn't. There were no big discussions. No,
enjoy his draft.
No, in fact, my gut says that he saved it all and is going to just watch it in. You know, take his time with it.
Late nights after everyone's in bed.
Right. Not even all that late, quite frankly, Vinny. I'm in bed at 7:30, so he's got the whole night ahead of him.
Right.
Poor guys. Must be so lonely.
Well, the reports are that the Niners did well, so I
Great.
Was pretty happy to hear that. From the front page of today's USA Today, it's been a while since you've looked for a job. Actually, it's been a long time since you've looked for work. And a while for me as well. But on the front page of today's USA Today, the headline is New Laws to Ban the Salary Question, which is something that will come up. How much do you make?
Oh.
What's your current salary?
Ban that?
Well,
as in
one of the reasons they consider banning it is to ensure pay equity for women.
Oh, so you mean at a company you wouldn't be able to ask any other employees. But there are always employees who know what you make because
no,
they handle that.
No, when you're
that.
Applying for
when
a new
you're
job.
For looking
a new job.
For new work.
Uh-huh.
And you're in the interview process, one of the questions they might ask you is, what is your current salary? I'm sorry, I must have done a bad job.
Yeah, I
think
not.
It's no,
we all
understood.
It. We all
she
understood.
Just has never had to look for a job in the past 20 years. So,
but even before that, I don't recall anyone ever asking me what I was currently.
Oh,
I
yeah,
guess
they
because
ask, especially in applications, and they will straight up ask you that.
So you pad that number
well,
quite a lot, right?
That's the thing. Do you start off with your new employer lying to them, or
yes.
I mean, it's
I say one word, negotiable. That way, I don't have to give a number. You're not throwing out a number immediately, but I say negotiable.
So you're saying you're not necessarily saying what you're making at your current job. It's what do you expect to make at this?
No,
they're asking you what you currently make.
Yeah.
She's saying a different answer
okay.
to not. And that's the
I'm not
problem.
Lying.
What happens is
I would write none of your business.
Yeah, I know. Right. A middle finger. Here's right. my let me trace this.
But I want
that's going to go
but
over
I want
really
this
well.
Job. So I might not do the middle finger thing.
yeah. I have a buddy who's been looking and every time he tells him what he needs or what he made or whatever,
mm-hmm.
he puts himself in a place that's way above what that job actually entails. And he feels like he's getting not getting called back because he's going to be disgruntled right out of the gate.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what? And that's a good point. It's not just that they go, oh, they're making 50 grand at their current job. That's less than we even intended to pay. It could be they've just priced themselves out of the job.
Right. So several states and cities are banning the question as part of an effort to ensure pay equity for women.
Hmm.
Other companies feel like they don't want to be intruding on the way businesses higher. So it's actually a pretty sticky question. I just thought it was
interesting.
I thought it was an interesting thing to bring up because I know if you're out there and you're interviewing, this is one of those big things. What do I say?
Right.
Do I lie and pat it so I don't?
Do I lie and knock it down?
Come in low, or do I find myself, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you're changing it.
Mm. Could you say something like, prefer to discuss in person?
You could probably say anything you want.
Don't
want
to commit this number to paper? not prepared to lie at this moment?
Catch me outside after a few
drinks. Catch me outside. How about that?
And they really, in the article, and this is, again, the front page of today's USA Today, they go through a lot of the states that are struggling with how to handle this. Because on one hand, you're intruding in the way businesses hiring practices. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you are trying to get that pay equity for women,
mm-hmm,
and for people who, let's say you're an older person.
Right.
And you peaked job-wise and found yourself out of work, and you want to put down, your salary was $180,000. Meanwhile, you know, you're going for jobs that maybe only pay 75
or less even.
What are you supposed to write?
Right.
For a Walgreen door greeter.
Right.
Job.
Negotiable. Telling you, that's the key
answer.
Word. That's my answer. Let me see.
Just pretend you misunderstood the question. Oh, I thought you wanted to know what I want to make. 408 says, my husband's industry asks for proof of past pay. They want pay stubs. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and so there it is. What if you lie, and then when you actually are getting you're on the verge,
mm-hmm,
but we're going to need a pay stub.
And you've lied.
And now you are a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You're out.
It's a weird thing for a new employer to ask for, in my opinion.
925 says, when I was interviewing, telling my salary in a few cases allowed both of us to avoid wasting our time since our range was way off.
Well, if you're going to stick it out for, you know, the same pay, then I guess you would be fine with it. But
if jobs,
I just need a GD job.
Yeah, jobs are bleak and you keep finding yourself out on the outside, and after a year has passed and now you're like, oh my God, this is really getting to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sketchy. So anyway, I thought that was a good read and worth your time if you're looking at USA Today's front page today. That leads me to the 10 worst jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The worst job in America for the fourth year in a row is a newspaper reporter.
Mm.
I still read them.
Tough world out there for a newspaper reporter, people who want to do real journalism.
Right.
Because everyone just wants clickbait these days.
Everything gets rushed to the internet.
Yep.
There's a newspaper reporter who's like, I got to fact check this.
Yeah.
Damn it. Mm. I can't go running out and doing that.
And then hand it to my editor who's got to go over, and then it's got to be typeset.
I see a lot of job openings these days for web content.
Provider, producer,
editor. Web content editor.
So since I just ruined the top 10 by reading the first one,
that's all right.
I'll jump back to 10 there. Taxi drivers at 10, retail sales, firefighter.
Is bad?
That's what it says.
Huh. I mean, it's all perspective. Like, some guy might love being a firefighter.
Well, it's dangerous.
Sure.
You need to be brave.
You know that going in. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know that the jobs are out there anymore.
Oh, is that it, maybe? It's just like, if you're a firefighter, you're screwed.
I know a couple girls, their husbands are firefighters in my area where I live, and they're on waiting lists, or they have to go clear out and work, you know, some other part of the state for 4 days, and then they get to come home.
Oh.
So I don't know if that has,
so
yeah,
it's, I feel bad because these are hard to get.
You know, right. These ladies are married, they have children, yet their husbands are leaving them for, you know, yeah, 4 and 5 days a week.
I guess it'd be a pretty plum gig to, you know, work in a little town.
Redwood City fireman.
Sure.
Even those guys transfer around.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, just to get work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number 7, ad sales.
Oh, sales department, we love you. Thanks for the great job you do here.
Yeah, I know that's hard work, but mm-hmm, it seems like ads are everywhere.
They are. It's just you got to go in and close that deal, baby.
And be clever about it mm-hmm. these days.
Disc jockey comes in at number 6.
What a strange thing to be on the worst jobs list. I love this job.
Right, but we just recently read this job status report from our industry.
Right.
I don't even have the
numbers
to quote
them. The jobs are going
away. But it was talking about how the jobs were shrinking as it was. Then the computer just decimated the job force completely.
This day, we don't have to be here for everything that's in that computer to run all the commercials and music, et cetera.
It completely halved the workforce.
Like, radio stations used to be busy little beehives of activity from 7 a.m. until the close of business.
Kooky,
and then there was
creative
someone there.
People who just wanted to do radio. Let's go on and do a bit. All right, let's go.
It's like a skeleton crew now. Like, it's amazing if there's 6 or 7 people around. It's like, Jesus, why is it so crowded in here?
If anything, I think my boss, who always, when I first started in San Diego, my boss would be like, you know, he wanted us to be creative and go for it, and we're trying to win, and... Mm-hmm. But there were even times where he'd be like, all right, you guys, this is not your house. Get out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, because right. We'd be...
You became a family.
Well, and you start pulling songs. Well, we can't do this song. We've got 5 guys in here and we all want to do a bit. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Greg Stevens would just be like, you know, the hotline. Well, our hotline rings now. It just means there's someone downstairs. But it used to be the boss.
Yeah. There's actually, did you see that there's a hotline and then there's a hotline?
Yes.
Like this hotline.
Oh, is that
never
the Michael Martin line?
I think it is.
I think they call one a warm line and the other one is
a
hotline.
Oh, warm line. We got a warm line and a hotline.
Oh.
The warm line's the one that rings all the time. The hotline, I don't even know the number for the hotline. Do you have the number for the hotline?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
No one calls.
Not I.
Nobody knows. I mean, I can call your cell phone from it so you can have the number if you want.
It's okay.
On the worst jobs list, disc jockey comes in at 6. Pest control worker, enlisted military personnel.
Oh.
Which is just obviously so dangerous that, you know.
Right.
That's fair for it to be there. Logger, TV broadcaster.
Logger.
Logger.
Lumberjack guy.
Right. TV broadcaster and newspaper reporter is your top 10 worst jobs.
It's almost like the top 10 jobs that are just going away.
Right.
You know?
I don't know how, but I'm out of time.
I know. I don't know how it happens either. Kelly Ripa just announced her new permanent co-host on the East Coast because she's, you know, she's been on for an hour now. And I'm going to tell you who it is. I know. Oh, my God. Hold your breath, Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.